The last decade has seen China emerge as a global economic powerhouse, with astonishing growth rates averaging nearly 10% a year and large trade surpluses. Some economists say by the middle of this century, China's economic output could match or possibly even exceed that of the United States. Given a slowing U.S. economy, the loss of American manufacturing jobs overseas, and America's reliance on China to help finance the growing U.S. national debt, polls show many Americans apprehensive about the current trajectory of U.S.-Chinese economic relations. Treasury Secretary Paulson says Americans should not feel threatened by China's economic success.
Frankly, China's continued economic growth is important to global economic growth and is a positive for the United States. The real concern should be that China stumbles, has problems along the way, and that this hurts global markets, the global economy, hurts our economy.
Paulson was speaking in a conference call with reporters. He made a similar argument in an article appearing in the current issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. In the article, Paulson urged the next U.S. president to expand the U.S.-China Strategic Economic Dialogue, which began 2 years ago, and provides a regular forum for officials of both nations to address issues of mutual economic concern. Paulson says there are many areas where the United States and China can cooperate. As an example, he pointed to energy and environmental matters.
We've got very much of a shared interest in the energy area. We're both very large importers of oil. We've shared the same energy security issues. We both are hurt by disruptions. We both benefit if there's more efficiency. There are a number of ways we can collaborate, and of course on the environmental issues, we can't solve climate issues without cooperation and engagement with China and the development of new technologies.
While stressing the positive aspects of a deepening U.S.-Chinese economic relationship, Paulson is urging China to allow its currency to appreciate, to allow its citizens to spend more freely, to reduce restrictions on foreign investment, and better protect intellectual property rights. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.